short speech on the life of Imam Khomeini. Please welcome Brother Baywan with a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم brothers and sisters I'm here to remember the death of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and the revolution that he led. In Imam Khomeini's will there are many useful lessons and messages. There are two important messages that I chose to speak about. The first one is about the youth, that he says, I call on all the youth, both boys and girls, not to sacrifice independence, freedom, and human values for getting a luxurious life, however hard it may be, or for sensual pleasures and abandonment and for visiting dens of prostitution which may be offered to you by the Western powers or by their local agents. Based on all past experiences, they think only of seeing your destruction and making you forget about what is going on in your country and preoccupying you with other concerns so that they may plunder your wealth and to put the shackles of colonialism on your feet and make you a nation of foreign-made goods. This is a device that they mean to keep you backward and, according to their own term, semi-savage. The second message about Imam Khomeini said is about the oppressed Muslims. He says, O you oppressed masses of the world, O you Muslim countries and O you Muslims, rise up and get your dues with your teeth and claws. Defying the noisy propaganda of the superpowers and expel the criminals who give out the fruits of your effort to your enemies, the enemies of Islam. And let the self-committed and serving people of the society take the control of your country, all associating together under the banner of Islam and rising against the enemies of Islam. March toward an independent and free Islamic Republic and help the oppressed masses to become leaders and inheritors of your land. Let us hope for the day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. Salawat.